Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When it was all said and done, we looked at the record we'd had during the years I was there. We added tens of thousands of jobs to the businesses we helped support. That experience, succeeding, failing, competing around the world, is what gives me the capacity to help get this economy going again.
We created more jobs in the last 3 months in Texas than he created in 4 years in Massachusetts.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. It gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. In stock and at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wanted OnStar, but it didn't come with your car? Well, all that's changed. Introducing OnStar FMV, a mirror you can add to your car. So drive your Ford, your Toyota, your Honda to Best Buy, and you can drive away with automatic help in a crash, stolen vehicle and roadside assistance, navigation, Bluetooth, and more. The wait is over. Get it installed on your car today. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Prizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
As we get started with the countdown of this hour, the focus on the presidential race and the debate, that was Mitt Romney and Rick Perry squaring off on jobs during the debate. And so that's where we begin this hour of the countdown, with apologies again for my voice, although I think it sounds a little better today than it did yesterday. The focus here will be on much of the sound and the discussion of what happened. During the debate, Brian Williams asked Mitt Romney about his comments on career politicians, and then Rick Perry gets a chance to throw in his two cents worth.
I mentioned one more reference to being a career politician. Is it a disqualification to be in government all your career?
It's a fine profession. and if someone were looking to say, how can we restructure government and which agency should report to which other agency, why, maybe that's the best background. If you're thinking about what it takes to reshape and update America's economy and to allow us to compete with China and other nations around the world, understanding how the economy works fundamentally is a credential I think is critical.
Governor Perry, a 30-second rebuttal. You've spent your career in that fine profession of elected office. Your reaction to that?
Well, Governor Romney left the private sector. He did a great job of creating jobs in the private sector all around the world. But the fact is, when he moved that experience to government, he had one of the lowest job creation rates in the country. So the fact is, while he had a good private sector record, his public sector record did not match that. As a matter of fact, we created more jobs in the last 3 months in Texas than he created in 4 years in Massachusetts.
Well, let's widen this out, and let's bring in Mr. Kane on one side and
wait a second.
Senator. Go ahead, Mr. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Yeah, let's wait a second.
Oh, we could do this all evening.
Yeah, states are different. Texas is a great state. Texas has zero income tax. Texas has a right-to-work state, a Republican legislature, a Republican Supreme Court. Texas has a lot of oil and gas in the ground. Those are wonderful things. But Governor Perry doesn't believe that he created those things. If he tried to say that, why, it'd be like Al Gore saying he invented the Internet. Look, the reality is there are differences. There are differences between states. I came into a state that was in real trouble. Huge budget gap, losing jobs every month. We turned it around. 3 out of 4 years, we had unemployment rate below the national average. We ended up with 4.7% unemployment rate. I'm proud of what we were able to do in a tough situation.
Time, Governor Perry.
I know back and forth, but Michael Dukakis created jobs 3 times faster than you did, Mitt.
Well, as a matter of fact, George Bush and his predecessor created jobs at a faster rate than you did, Governor.
That's not correct.
All right, so back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Mitt Romney, governor of Massachusetts, and Perry, governor of Texas. Round went to Mitt Romney. What'd you think? 800-510-8255. I know that those of you who think I don't like Perry, think I'm gonna say whatever I can positively about, Romney. But in his case, he said what was correct. All the Democrats, they didn't want him to succeed, and he did, to a point. Mitt Romney and Rick Perry thumping their chests on their job creation record as governor, and I did this better than you, and yada yada, sounding a little bit like actually a couple of children back and forth. Here, next up is a clip from Brian Williams asking Rick Santorum about what he brings to the table as another career politician.
Let's talk about this debate between public sector life's work and private sector life's work. Senator Santorum, most of yours in the public sector. Weigh in on what you're hearing.
Yeah, I think what people are looking for is someone to get something done. And that's what I have a track record of doing in Washington, D.C., on across the board, not just on economics, but on moral cultural issues, on national security issues, national defense issues. I've done things. We brought Democrats and Republicans together. I've put forward a plan because I think it's the best plan. But it's also the best plan of anybody here that actually can pass the Senate, which is probably going to have to have Democratic votes. And what I focused on was a sector of the economy that can get Democratic votes. We cut the corporate tax from 35% to zero because we want to build the great middle of America again, get those jobs that were shipped overseas by companies that were looking to make a profit because they couldn't any longer do it here, and bring those jobs back to America. We cut that corporate rate to zero. We passed repatriation to get that resources that are sitting overseas, $1.2 trillion, and we bring them back here. We'll create jobs, and I'll get Democratic votes to pass it. We'll bring things together because those industrial straight Democrats, and I know because I'm from an industrial straight state, they will vote for this bill. You want to get something going, elect someone who knows how to get things done.
All right, that's fairly convincing. Who do you think won? That's probably an important question here to consider. 800-510-8255. As you listen to all of the candidates, here's Herman Cain explaining how he'd take care of the economy as somebody who has spent his life out of politics.
Let's cut to the chase. This is what business people do and politicians don't do. Here's how I would fix this economy. First, eliminate the current tax code. It is a drain on entrepreneurs. It's the biggest barrier that's holding this economy back. And what I would do is to propose a bold plan, which I've already released. I call it my 999 economic growth plan. Throw out the current tax code, a 9% tax on corporate income, a 9% tax on personal income, and a 9% national sales tax. If 10% is good enough for God, 9% ought to be good enough for the federal government. This would replace all federal income taxes, It'll replace all federal income taxes. It will also replace the payroll tax, so everybody gets some skin in the game, and it replaces the capital gains tax. This economy is on life support. We do not need a solution that just trims around the edges. This is a bold plan and a bold solution. Additionally, with something as simple as 999, it gives us an easy mechanism to go after those, help those cities that are the most blighted in terms of empowerment zones. And we can modify that very easily versus the current code.
I told you this guy made sense. 999, what a great, that's got to be the line of the night. Take that one out and remember what Herman Cain said as far as the economy is concerned. Makes a lot of sense. So far, he's on top of the heap as far as I'm concerned anyway. How about you? 800, your concern and consideration more important. 800-510-8255 for the countdown or email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Brian Williams now asking John Huntsman about his economic plan versus the plan that Mitt Romney announced earlier this week.
And as you know, Governor Romney's new economic plan calls for the U.S. government to officially label China a currency manipulator. But the Wall Street Journal editorial page says such a move would cause a trade war, perhaps. You're a former ambassador to China. You have served four U.S. presidents. In your view, what does Governor Romney not get about China?
He doesn't get the part that what will fix the U.S.-China relationship, realistically, is fixing our core right here at home. Because our core is weak, and it is broken, and we have no leverage at the negotiating table. And I'd have to say, Mitt, now is not the time in a recession to enter a trade war. Ronald Reagan flew this plane. I was in China during the trip in 1984. He went on TV, he spoke to the Chinese people. I'd love to do that, too, in Chinese itself. And he talked in optimistic, glowing terms, and it reminds me about this, Brian. We are the most blue-sky, optimistic people on Earth. We're going to find solutions. And I have an offer for the two great governors over here. And I hate to rain on the parade of the great Lone Star governor, but as governor of Utah, we were the number one job creator in this country during my years of serving. That was 5.9% when you were creating jobs at 4.9%. And to my good friend Mitt, 47th just ain't going to cut it, my friend. Not when you can be first. We've got to remember that to beat President Obama, we have to have somebody who's been in the private sector, understands the fragility of the free market system, has been a successful governor as it relates to job creation, and knows something about this world. I've lived overseas four times. I've been an ambassador for my country three times. I think I understand that.
All right, there's John Huntsman. Up next now, the discussion focuses on Michelle Bachmann. She talks about the current federal regulations, which she thinks is hurting our business here.
Which current federal regulations have been prohibitive or damaging in terms of your own small business?
Well, I think without a doubt, there's two that you look to. First of all are the new regulations that are just being put into place with Obamacare. As I go across the country and speak to small business people, men and women, they tell me that Obamacare is leading them to not create jobs. I spent 3 weekends going to restaurants, and I talked to a business owner who said, I have 60 people on my payroll. I have to let 10 go. At the same time, a 17-year-old girl came in and said, I'd like a job application for the summer. He said, I'm sorry, dear, I'm not hiring this summer. I'm actually letting people go. Obamacare is killing jobs. We know that from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, but I know it firsthand from speaking to people. We see it this summer. There were 47% of African American youth that are currently without jobs, 36% of Hispanic youth. I'm a mom. I've raised 5 biological kids and 23 foster kids in my home. One thing I know is that kids need jobs, and Obamacare is clearly leading to job-killing regulations, not job-creating.
All right, so there's Michelle Bachmann, no Sarah Palin, but there is a lot to talk about when you listen to Ron Paul. Who do you think won the debate? That's the question here at 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Texas Governor Rick Perry has surged past Mitt Romney in some polls, but inflammatory statements in his book fed up our fight to save America from Washington to come back to haunt him, like saying global warming is a, quote, contrived phony mess that senators should be, and that senators should be chosen by legislators, not by voters. You guys have other things that he
says. He says the federal income tax was, quote, the great milestone on the road to serfdom. Boy Scouts are a radical homosexual movement. He's compared gays and lesbians to alcoholics who choose to drink. He says Social Security is a failure enacted during a power grab called the New Deal. And then what you said is that senators should be chosen by legislature.
All right, that's the ladies on The View talking about Rick Perry's extreme statements. The only thing he said in there that was worth discussing and is probably right is the way the income tax works. Other than that, it's kind of hooey hooey. 800-510-8255, the discussion on the countdown, focusing on this is the first really instructive debate. At least I thought that was the case. How about you? 800-510-8255. Ron Paul on the focus now as Brian Williams talks to him about where he draws the line on government in or out of our lives.
You're known as the absolutist in the bunch, someone who has consistently opposed federal government from having any role, and I think by your definition that isn't explicitly laid out in the Constitution. So this makes people curious. Is there a line with you? Where do you draw it? Does this include things like making cars safe, making medicine safe, air traffic control, controlling the jets above our heads?
Well, I think in theory, if you understood the free market and a free society, you don't need government to do that. And we live in a society where we have been adapted to this, and you can't just drop it all at once, but you can transition away from it. On regulations, no, I don't believe in any of these federal regulations, but that doesn't mean I don't believe in regulations. The regulation of the marketplace takes care of it. Just think if we had the regulations in the market that dealt with the bankruptcies. They'd have had to go bankrupt. We wouldn't have been able to bail out the big banks and the big corporations and dump on the poor people. Well, so the market would dictate it. You can't commit fraud. If you need detailed regulations, you can do it at the state level, but the federal government is not authorized to nitpick every little transaction. The way they use the Interstate Commerce Clause is outrageous as far as I'm concerned.
Well, 30 seconds more for devil's advocate here, because would you then put it on the drug companies to say, no, we're bringing this to market. Trust us. It's a fantastic drug. All the pilots in the sky to add to their responsibilities their own air traffic control in an organic way.
Well, what I said is theoretically you could. It could be privatized. But who ends up doing the regulations on the drugs? They do as much harm as good. They don't take good care of us. Who gets to write the regulations? The bureaucrats write the regulations, but who writes the laws? The lobbyists have control. So the lobbyist from the drug industry has control of writing the regulations, so you turn it over to the bureaucracy, but you would have private institutions that could become credible. And I mean, do we need the federal government to tell us whether we buy a safe car? I say the consumers of America are smart enough to decide what kind of car they can buy and whether it's safe or not, and they don't need federal government hounding them and putting so much regulations on that our car industry has gone overseas.
Here, here. Roy in Rupert, Georgia, what do you think of Ron Paul?
Oh, gosh, Doug, I wanted to kind of turn it around. I'm 81. I'm a long, long time talk show host listener, and I wanted to kind of get your sense of Ron Paul.
I've said this many times, and I'll say it again. Listening to all this stuff from last night, Herman Cain and Ron Paul make the most sense, have the most desirability in terms of actually functioning and fighting what we have now before us, an unbelievable mess. So Ron Paul would be a great president. Herman Cain would be a really good vice president. That's the answer to your question, sir. Thanks for the call. 28 past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, heard coast to coast on great radio stations like KNTR in Lake Havasu City, the Kingman area of Arizona, KBLL in Helena, Montana, and KRMR-FM in Hayes, Kansas. Now let's continue on with the countdown with a focus on the poll at DougStephan.com, which asks you who you thought won the debate. A. Rick Perry, B. Mitt Romney, C. Ron Paul, D. Michelle Bachmann, E. Herman Cain, F. Rick Santorum, G. John Huntsman, H. Newt Gingrich, I. What debate? The discussion was led, or debate questions were asked by Brian Williams of NBC News. We've heard from a number of the candidates, but here's Newt Gingrich, sort of last in the focus of the excerpts that we have from the debate. Brian Williams asking Gingrich about Rick Perry's understanding of the economy from his perspective, that is Gingrich's perspective.
Mr. Speaker, as you remember, you wrote the foreword to Rick Perry's most recent book called Fed Up, and you called him, quote, uniquely qualified to explain what's taking place with the economy. Does that mean in terms of job creation credentials he has your proxy at a gathering like this?
No, but it means if he wants to write another book, I'll write another foreword. As he himself, look, he said himself, that was an interesting book of ideas by somebody who's not proposing a manifesto for president. And I think to go back and try to take that apart is silly. But let me just use my time for a second, if I might, Brian. I served during the Reagan campaign with people like Jack Kemp and Art Laffer. We had an idea for job creation. I served as a freshman or as a sophomore helping pass the Reagan jobs program. At Newt.org, I put out last Friday the response to the Obama stagnation. The fact is, if you took the peak of the Reagan unemployment, which he inherited from Carter, by last Friday, going month by month under Ronald Reagan, we'd have 3,700,000 more Americans working. When I was Speaker, we added 11 million jobs in a bipartisan effort, including welfare reform, the largest capital gain tax cut in history. We balanced the budget for four straight years. The fact that President Obama doesn't come to the Reagan Library to try to figure out how to create jobs, doesn't talk to any of these three governors to learn how to create jobs, doesn't talk to Herman Cain to learn how to create jobs, tells you that this is a president so committed to class warfare and so committed to bureaucratic socialism that he can't possibly be effective in jobs.
There's a Newt Gingrich saying some things that most Americans actually are thinking. Does that make him the winner or makes him a stronger candidate? 800-510-8255. There's a certain factor that goes with what some people in the news media will say versus what the facts are about these various candidates. And you can sort of make up your mind in situations like this where people come across as being stronger in some areas and not so strong in others. But you don't have anybody there to filter it. You don't need somebody. It's like government. We don't need so much government. You don't need so many people in the news media telling you what to think. Now, having said that, I'm dealing in the world of talk radio and talk television and summarizing on the Countdown Show what it is that people are talking about on these various media. So, therefore, I have to get into some of that. Doesn't mean that I like it. Doesn't mean that I agree with it. Just means that we present it as all points of view are presented, and you decide what you think. I don't have to tell you what to think. You figure out what you think. Here is an example of someone trying to tell you what to think. As someone who made a good radio host and is on television now, I actually wish she was still on the radio because she's pretty good at what she does. Whether you agree with her or you don't agree with her, she does a great job. From MSNBC, Rachel Maddow talking to a couple of political analysts, one Melissa Harris Perry, the other is Michael Eric Dyson. Notice these analysts, they all have three names. What is there with that? Anyway, the conversation goes to the most important thing they think that came out of this debate.
I want to give you the opportunity, both of you, to just tell me what you think was the most important outcome of tonight's debate or the most important issue discussed. Melissa, I'd love to start with you.
Well, I mean, certainly there were sort of all of these moments. I was live tweeting it and watching it and feeling, you know, a great deal of angst, in part because John Huntsman kept sounding very reasonable and making good points backed up by facts and data. And yet there was, you know, obviously we're not really talking about Huntsman and whatever it was he was saying, because clearly his positions, which, you know, at some point I think I tweeted, he looks like he'd actually be a reasonable primary challenger for the president, right? I mean, the way that he was talking, the sort of expressiveness with which he was trying to take on really complicated questions, certainly from the right to the right of where I, for the most part, stand politically, but with a lot of thoughtfulness, and that for the most part has fallen out of our conversation in this sort of postmortem on the debate.
Professor Michael Eric Dyson, what do you think was the most important either issue discussed or political outcome tonight?
Well, I think obviously the Ponzi scheme, some would say faux pas, others would say badge of honor. It is true that Perry appealed to his base, but, you know, you've got to get beyond that base if you're going to win an election. Of course, he's got to win the Republican primary first. And I think that here he looks a little bit less presidential tonight than did Mitt Romney. If Michelle Bachmann lost her Tea Party enthusiasts to Perry, then I think Huntsman, in a sense, as Professor Harris Perry indicated, though reasonable, though articulate, lost that to Mitt Romney. And earlier, Rachel, when you talked about the kind of condescension and the hell fellow well met in sticking his arm around Perry, that may seem as an act of a gesture of condescension, but it turns out to be the performance of a presidential persona. And I think in that way, along with the reasoned judgments he made and the way in which he didn't see too much ground to Perry. Perry had to come in and knock him out the box. He didn't do so. He wasn't overwhelming. He was whelming. And as a result of that, the reality is that Mitt Romney gained ground. I think the Ponzi scheme stuff will come to bite him again, to boomerang back on him. And I think the fact that Michelle Bachmann, as you all have indicated, descended from a higher register to a faded out arena where she no longer has the whole card when it comes to the Tea Party, suggests that there's a two-man race going on between Romney and Perry.
All right, so what do you think of that? That's the observation from the left. Rachel Maddow, one of the most ardent, strident of the left side commentators on television or anywhere in the country, for that matter. 800-510-8255 as we sift through some of your calls and comments. You can follow all of this, and you can get earlier hours of the countdown in our archives. The listen box is handy there at DougStephan.com. Over on the other side at Fox, Greta Van Susteren talks to Herman Cain about the debate, which lasted, by the way, for an hour and 45 minutes.
How do we make these debates more effective for the candidates so they're more effective for the viewers and the voters?
The way you make them more effective is, first of all, even if we get less questions, Greta, I think you should give the candidates at least a minute and a half to answer the question. Secondly, they need to show a little bit more equity in terms of giving everybody an opportunity to answer, you know, the serious issues. And the third thing is, I would structure them where most of the questions focus on the really big issues that the American people care about. We talked a lot about the economy. We talked a little bit about foreign policy, but I don't think we talked enough about foreign policy. We talked a little bit about energy, but I didn't get an opportunity because of the structure to talk more about my energy approach. Now, the good news is I did get a chance to talk about my bellwether central issue, my 999 economic growth and jobs plan. That's what I wanted to drive home, and I did get an opportunity to do that a couple of times.
All right, so I'm not going to ask you about that, but so let me ask you about foreign policy, since you seem to be a little bit, there's a little bit short tonight on the debate on foreign policy. The big issue today is, or
right,
one of them, is whether or not the president is going to draw down to 3,000 troops at the end of the year, leaving 3,000 troops in Iraq. What do you think about that idea, if indeed that's the president's plan?
I believe that that's a bad idea, Greta. Once again, this president did not listen to the commanders on the ground. The commanders on the ground do not agree with that. Just like the commanders on the ground didn't agree with the drawdown going on in Afghanistan. That's very scary in terms of foreign policy and our position in the world. So I don't agree with it. Why? Because the commanders on the ground don't agree with it. They believe that it is too much, too fast. And I believe,
you know,
it's going to leave the 3,000 there vulnerable.
You know, that's what I don't understand. I mean, it seems to me, I actually suspect, I mean, I really can't believe the president isn't listening to his commanders. So I'm a little bit suspicious that there are commanders telling him 3,000 is fine. I don't know that to be true or not. But is there, you know, is there any reason why you think, if indeed it's true that he doesn't have any commanders supporting him, why would he go ahead and do this, just sort of freelance on this without consulting commanders?
Two reasons, in my opinion. One, to carry out a campaign promise, and secondly, to create a distraction. This president has nothing to talk about in terms of his record on the economy. Zero new jobs created. They are trying to get away from that. So if next year he can say we have pulled out all of the troops out of Iraq, then that'll give him something to brag about, along with the taking out of Osama bin Laden.
All right. Osama, Usama, Wisama is Herman Cain, guy that makes a lot of sense. From Real Clear Politics, quote, we saw within a few days that this president was going to be heavy-handed. He was going to implement his agenda and pay back his political allies. And it just went on from there to Obamacare and then to Dodd-Frank. It's been the most anti-business, and I consider anti-American administration in my lifetime. Who said that? Someone running? No. An important politician? Yes. You want to take a stab at that? 800-510-8255. The debate from Talk Radio's perspective, up next on the countdown.
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quarts jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and filter are just $11.99 after mail-in rebates. That's our lowest price of the year on a Pennzoil oil change special. Again, just $11.99. I think I've made my case. Get a better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a final excerpt from a conversation about the debate. This is radio host Tim Conway, Jr., talking about the debate and how it really is now down to a two-man race.
Here's Romney and Perry. Mitt Romney and Rick Perry fighting it up. These guys are doing battle. And again, these are the two front runners for the Republican ticket. These guys, one of these guys, I think, is going to win, unless somebody new comes in. All right, here we go.
Well, he had a good private sector record. His public.
This is Perry talking about Romney first.
Well, he had a good private sector record. His public sector record did not match that. As a matter of fact, we created more jobs in the last 3 months in Texas than he created in 4 years in Massachusetts.
Wait a second.
Oh, we could do this all evening.
Yeah, states are different. Texas is a great state. Texas has a zero income tax. Texas has a right-to-work state, a Republican legislature, a Republican Supreme Court.
This is all great argument. And Mitt Romney, somebody really sat him down and said, you know, if anybody attacks you on your record, here's how you attack back. And he's right. A right-to-work state, you're going to obviously create more employment, because a lot of companies want to move their headquarters or move their, you know, the majority of their corporation to states that have a right-to-work state, and which means you don't have to join a union if you don't want to. I mean, look at Boeing. Boeing took all of their aircraft, or at least most of their production, out of Seattle and took it all down to South Carolina, where they have the right to work state. All of the automotive companies that have been creative, or at least the assembly lines that have been created over the last 20 years, 25 years, are all in the South. You got BMW down there, Volkswagen. It's all in South Carolina, North Carolina, all the right to work state, where they don't have to pay these big, huge union salaries. So that's absolutely an advantage.
Texas has zero income tax. Texas has a right-to-work state, a Republican legislature, a Republican Supreme Court. Texas has a lot of oil and gas in the ground. Those are wonderful things. But Governor Perry doesn't believe that he created those things. If he tried to say that, why, it'd be like Al Gore saying he invented the Internet. Look, the reality is...
Wow, Mitt's got to update his jokes.
Michael Dukakis created jobs three times faster than you did, Mitt.
Whoa!
Well, as a matter of fact, George Bush and his predecessor created jobs at a faster rate than you did, Governor.
Whoa! The gloves are off. These guys are going after one another. Oh, boy.
All right. Answer to my question, who said all those things about the administration, the Obama administration? It was Senator DeMint, Senator Jim DeMint. The answer to the question, 51 after, up next, it's the 9/11 situation.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed defensive handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our women's self-defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The resumption of conversation now focusing on September 11th. It's a remembrance, but it's a move forward as well. Kind of an overused cliche whenever something big happens, as is the case with September 11th. Certainly true for most of you. We all remember exactly what we were doing, where we were standing, and how we reacted when it was clear we were being attacked. So 10 years has gone by, and a lot of people are talking about the responsibility that the news media has in covering what's going on. Is this going to be more of the fear game? Here's radio host Bruce St. James on that.
Everybody remembers things differently. Everybody commemorates things differently. And one of the things, and it was an interesting article I read from Judith Barr about the opportunity the media has, the responsibility that the media has on September 11th. It is, and I'm going to paraphrase, I'll throw the stones because I think she's being a little nice. It's easy and it doesn't do much to go and talk to the widow of the person on the 105th floor. It's easy and doesn't contribute to the debate to speak to the person who was standing outside the Pentagon and saw the plane fly into it, okay? We all shared that. We know that, okay? The argument that she makes is we would do ourselves better if we understood what the actual fight continues to be today about. The worry is, follow this logic, this war on terror, it becomes something like the war in the Middle East, where, quick, what are they fighting about? Exactly. They just know they're fighting. Why? Well, because my father fought, and my grandfather fought before him, and you can't get back to who threw the first rock, you know? Who started this fight? And the worry is, for younger people especially, and, you know, I've got my godchildren, my nieces and nephews, 9/11 has to be about more than planes flew into buildings. It has to be more than that. That is physically what happened. That is the tragedy what happened. For the last 10 years, though, we have been doing things that have affected every single person's life, that have affected everybody that you know in some way, shape, or form that extends past planes flew into buildings. That doesn't mean we don't remember. That doesn't mean we aren't reverent and mindful of that. But there's almost a responsibility we have to go, and now what? And then what? And why are we still fighting a war? Do we want to still be fighting wars like this? What about safety and security in this country? Are we okay with invasions of privacy? As opposed to, like I say, going in the Middle East where there's people that don't know. The only reason they're fighting is because they've always been fighting. And I worry that we get to be a country where we're fighting a war on terror. Why? Well, we've always fought the war on terror. Well, how do you win? I don't know. We're just going to keep doing it.
Some interesting thoughts there, yes. Here is host Jack Harris and Ted Webb talking to travel expert Rick Shawnee about how safe air travel will be this weekend.
As we approach the 10th anniversary of September 11th, I imagine there's a little bit of trepidation on the part of the federal government as to how safe this weekend is going to be. Would that be a fair assessment?
I think that's a pretty fair assessment. We had a little bit of a warning about smaller aircraft as well over the weekend. So I think definitely everybody's on high alert right now because this is a big occasion.
How would you compare our safety right now? How would you compare our methods of ferreting out the terrorists, particularly in airports, compared to others around the world?
It depends on the airport. I think the major European cities are very similar to what we do. The major Asian cities are. I think it's the smaller airports and in some areas where you get into the Middle East and South Africa. They have sort of spotty in some particular areas. But I think the bottom line, it's pretty good. I think most people don't remember that we used to be able to enter the airport without any security. We used to be able to, you know, send off our loved ones at the gate. We have cockpit doors, air marshals, shoes, liquid scanners, pat downs. 50,000 screeners, so definitely we're safer than we were 10 years ago.
Let me ask you this. The independent Geneva-based air transport rating agency has reported of the 10 safest airlines in the world. Who are they?
Well, basically what you have in the top 10 is the six major U.S. airlines, all the ones you can think of, American, Delta, Continental, United, Southwest Airlines,
well,
U.S.
Good.
Airways. You've got two or three of them in Europe, British Airways, Air France. In Asia, you also have Japan Airlines, also Lufthansa in Europe as well.
Well, that's good to know. You know, one of the things I read about the other day was about how pilots are not as skillful today because of automation. They're totally dependent on it, and because of that, they're not really up to speed on what they need to do in emergencies.
Yeah, it's sort of the Nintendo generation of flying aircraft. In some cases, some flights, the pilots are only manually flying the airplane only during takeoff and during landing, so that can be only a handful of minutes during the entire flight.
All right. So focus on 9/11 as we end this hour, the Talk Radio Countdown.